from VOA News in Washington. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller has been named special prosecutor to oversee the investigation of Russian government efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election and related matters, the Justice Department said late Wednesday. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said the appointment of a special counsel, also known as a special prosecutor, does not mean a finding that crimes have been committed or that any prosecution is warranted. I have made no such determination, Rosenstein said in a statement. What I have determined is that based upon the unique circumstances, the public interest requires me to place this investigation under the authority of a person who exercises a degree of independence from the normal chain of command, he added. Stock markets tumbled, the dollar's value sank, and worried Republicans wondered what else could go wrong Wednesday as President Donald Trump faced congressional inquiries into allegations he tried to derail an FBI investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and disclosed classified intelligence to Russia. Nobody knows where this really goes from here, one White House official told Politico, a Washington political news site. What is next? On the other side of the partisan divide, a small but growing number of Democrats are speaking openly about impeachment, arguing that Trump obstructed justice when he asked then-FBI Director James Comey to go easy in its probe of Flynn's ties to Russia. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has announced that it will continue nuclear sanctions relief for Iran, keeping in place an Obama-era deal. Under the 2015 deal, sanctions punishing Iran for its nuclear program were waived in exchange for Iran's commitment to roll back the program. But continuing the sanctions relief requires the renewal of a six-month waiver. The most recent waiver issued by former Secretary of State John Kerry in December was set to expire this week. But the administration also imposed unrelated sanctions on two Iranian defense officials, an Iranian company, and members of a China-based network for supporting Iran's ballistic missile program. The U.S. State Department said Thursday it will express concern in the strongest possible terms over Tuesday's violent clash involving supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Some U.S. officials criticized them as the aggressors against peaceful protesters, saying their actions outside the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington violated American protections on free speech. U.S. stocks, the dollar, and government bonds were down in Wednesday's trading amid investor worries about controversial actions and comments from President Trump. The major U.S. stock indexes fell 1.8% or more, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 372 points. The faltering markets follow Trump's firing of the FBI chief, reportedly sharing secrets with top Russian officials, and allegations that the president may have tried to block an investigation into actions by a top aide who was fired. The dollar rose, and stocks had risen to a series of record highs after Trump's election, as investors bet that his promises to cut taxes and regulation would boost economic growth and corporate profits. The rollback of an Obama-era policy that prioritized the arrest and deportation of immigrants with a criminal background over those without a rap sheet is having the intended effect, according to data provided Wednesday by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The number of people known or suspected of being in the United States illegally who were arrested on civil immigration charges climbed to 41,318 in the first 3 months of President Donald Trump's administration, January 24th to April 30th, compared to 30,028 during the same period in 2016.
That's the latest world news from VOA.